country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Country boy, yes, indeed. Can survive. And these country boys up here in North Dakota are surviving. And the country girls. I've got a daughter and a wife, and I've got a son. No dog, no shotgun, no four-wheel drive. But we're surviving up here in North Dakota, and which is Donald Trump country. We voted more than 2-1 for Donald Trump in 2016. We'll do it again in 2020. And hello to all of you out there listening in from wherever you may be, and we welcome you calling into the show. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on May 6th, 2020, and you can dial us at 800-313-9443. There you go. And what we'll talk about tonight is what we talk about all the time on the Trump Phenomenon Show, which is the Trump Phenomenon. Phenomenon in every sense of the word. A remarkable man, an amazing man. I still think he's the greatest figure in American history. Let's formulate it. If I could think of one person that I wouldn't want taken out of American history, one person that could not be replaced, I'm asking this question to myself for the first time right here, right now. So, could we make it without Thomas Jefferson? Could we make it without George Washington? I'm just going down a list of sort of top of the list Americans that you would think were irreplaceable. Who would be on that list? And then put Donald Trump on the list. If I had to pick one person that I said, don't touch that one, that's the one person you can't take out of American history. Right now, my answer would be Donald Trump. We could survive. Another commander could have commanded the American Revolutionary Army. Hard to replace, but there were others standing beside him, like John Adams, that were of his caliber. So we would have made it without Thomas Jefferson. And you go all, you know, Calvin Coolidge was a great president, but we had others of his caliber. So great figures like Charles Lindbergh, we would have made it without Charles Lindbergh, would have made it without Henry Ford, Thomas Edison. Each of these people was irreplaceable in some ways, did something more extraordinarily than anyone else who could have replaced them. But in Donald Trump's case, there's no stand-in for Donald Trump. Without Donald Trump, we have a gaping hole in our history. Because what were we getting? Before we got Donald Trump, what were we getting? We were getting Mitt Romney. We were getting John McCain. That's all the Republican Party could come up with, was people who aren't even Republicans. They aren't even patriots. They aren't even close. So, you know, that's what we would have had. Had Trump not appeared, we would have had a continuing succession of Romneys and McCains and Romneys and more McCains, and until we finally, till the American nation finally slipped under the waves and was gone forever. That's exactly what we would have had. I don't know of anyone else who could have replaced Trump, and that remains true today. I don't know who, without Donald Trump, without Trump on the top of the ticket in 2020, I don't know what who do we have who could stand in his place. Mike Pence is a fine man, but no, Mike Pence could not replace Donald Trump. So just to give you the idea there, that's what this show is all about, the Trump phenomenon. How does he do it? And how can we help him? That's the theme of this show. Now, I've had very few critiques or criticisms of Donald Trump in the, gosh, how long we've been doing this? For 4 years, we've been praising Trump. And the biggest critique I've had was his, you know, sorry to go back over this for you, I'll try to be as brief as possible, his handling of the pandemic area. He didn't catch, I don't think he caught up right away that he was being railroaded. That's a better verb. I think he gets it now. Today, for example, today, he said in the fall, the students must go back to school. Now, why would he say that? Why would he, with emphasis in his voice, say the students must go back to school in the fall? It's not because he has some special appreciation for how good our schools are. I don't think so. And neither does he. No, he's caught on. He has read enough now and learned enough about what's going on in Sweden, for example, where the students never left school. It is the children, the kids. Scientist, researcher, chief of the, was it biostatistics and epidemiology at the Rockefeller University? Knut Witkowski, you know, told us the biggest mistake was they are the one every season, every flu. They all get, yes, okay, a lot of them, enough of them, get the flu that it stops the transmission routes for the flu to propagate. And it's killed, in effect. Its progress is killed, which kills it. So, because to live, a virus can only live in living tissue. It's not itself a live metabolism or respiration or anything else. It's a mechanical package of DNA molecules that insert themselves, attach mechanically, once they penetrate into living cells, in our case of mammals. So anyway, if it can't, oh, and it doesn't survive in immune persons. So all those kids that are immune because they've already caught the virus, immune system actually attacks it and kills it when it reappears. So there you go. Well, Donald Trump said that today. The kids have to go back to school in the fall. So he's got it, I believe, that he was hosed. And the second thing I criticized him for was accepting what the whole world did. All the so-called leaders of all the nations, with one exception, Sweden, all bought into the idea that lockdown, this Anthony Fauci hoax, was the thing to do. If you get a flu, you gotta lock. You gotta stop everything from happening. What a nut. What a communist creep. What a weirdo Anthony Fauci is. And today the president announced he wasn't pushing Fauci overboard, which he had mentioned the day before, that Fauci was going to walk the plank, and that his little task force sidelined. So the president, because, you know, the media people, they love Fauci. They smell Fauci. They know he's a fellow left winger. He's a fellow control freak. They love Fauci. They love their lockdown. So they're going to, you know, they're going to protect their boy, Fauci. So the president will, you know, technically let him stay on. But you're not going to be seeing much of Fauci, if I read my president correctly. You're going to be seeing other people, dynamic people, not luthers like Fauci, not left wingers, who will help accelerate the American comeback. Because that's what the president is dedicated to doing now, is the American comeback. So, with an open country, we're back to work, et cetera. So there you go. So our Trump enthusiasm has never waned, and looks like we're charging now. Let's just take a look at what the president is saying today. I'm going to hit refresh here on his Twitter account. Get right in there. I liked his new press secretary, McEnany. The press took tried to kick her in the groin today, and she kicked them back in the groin. Beautiful. she can take it, boy. She can take it, and she let them have it. So you had a bunch of people in the media there doubled over holding their crotches after Kelly McEnany finished with them, and I hope that we'll see a lot more of that, and that's what's needed. A counterpuncher like the president, who dishes out just every bit as good as she gets. Let's see here. Let's look at a couple of the tweets here. The president retweets one of our heroes, Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio. The Senate is back in session, but the House is MIA. And there's a picture of Nancy Pelosi with a mask on her face. And, you know, I'll tell you what, that's, you know, one good thing about masking is if Nancy Pelosi is wearing one, that's one thing that the mask has got going for it. But that's not enough, is it? He says, He praises the success of Mike Pence's White House Coronavirus Task Force. This is the one that has these two losers, Deborah Birx and little Tony Fauci on it, Fauchenstein. And so the president wants to sideline him. He says, he gives faint praise, you know. He says, because of this success, the task force will continue on indefinitely. In other words, we'll let it trail off into nothingness with its focus on safety and opening up our country again. We may add or subtract people to it as appropriate. Well, Mr. President, I can think of one you want to subtract. And yes, his first name is Tony. Yeah. So the president still has the plank, you know, he has to walk the plank. They stick a plank over the edge of the ship and over the rail. And so he's still up there. They still got that plank lashed to the rail, ready for Tony when he has to, when it finally becomes expedient to march him into the deep blue. And let's see what else we have here. Well, you know, not that many tweets in the last 24 hours, unless I'm being fooled by some retweets. Let's see here. A lot of retweeting here. No, not a whole lot of tweets. Not a record-breaking day in the tweet department. All right. Here's Kaylee McEnany. Well, I love that name. There's a Scottish. Kaylee McEnany. Let's listen to her. I can get it to come up here on my Breitbart. Come in, Breitbart. Let me refresh this post here. Here she is. Okay, so let's listen to. Here's Kaylee McEnany giving better than she got. Here it comes.
Yeah. Kaylee, in a previous life, before you were press secretary, you worked for the campaign. Mm-hmm. And you made a comment, I believe, on Fox, in which you said President Trump will not allow the coronavirus to come to this country. Given what has happened since then, obviously, would you like to take that back?
Well, first, let me note, I was asked a question on Fox Business about President's travel restrictions. I noted what was the intent behind those travel restrictions, which is we will not see the coronavirus come here. We will not see terrorism come here, referring to an earlier set of travel restrictions. I guess I would turn the question back on the media and ask similar questions. Does Vox want to take back that they proclaim that the coronavirus would not be a deadly pandemic? Does the Washington Post want to take back that they told Americans to get a grip? The flu is bigger than the coronavirus. Does the Washington Post likewise want to take back that our brains are causing us to exaggerate the threat of the coronavirus? Does the New York Times want to take back that fear of the virus may be spreading faster than the virus itself? Does NPR want to take back that the flu was a much bigger threat than the coronavirus? And finally, once again, the Washington Post, would they like to take back that the government should not respond aggressively to the coronavirus? I'll leave you with those questions, and maybe you'll have some answers.
And she closed her book when she finished for these clowns, these pukes. She closed her folder with a big smile, big grin, and walked out of the room. Perhaps you'll have some answers for me in a few days. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. That was very good. And I think the president's got a good one here. Kaylee McEnany and wait a minute. Let's take a look at Breitbart. Breitbart features it saying McEnany launches a step. Very good. We got a little break. If you want to call in, perfect chance. See you after.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And by the way, you know, something you can do that's helpful in Patriot Radio is whenever you get a chance, let the engineers know how the sound is. Let us know how the audio is, because that's all important in radio. So don't be shy. For instance, when you call this show, just say, you know, Kelso, you know, your audio is fine. Or Kelso, your audio is choppy. Just describe it. The engineers, you tell them the symptom, the engineers can figure it out. So don't be shy. They love your feedback. So don't be shy about that at all. And that's one of the beauties, by the way, of the Republic Broadcasting Network set up by John Stattmiller. They're in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send all that support that you've been sending in all the years and that you will continue to be sending in. These engineers are great. They're what makes us a radio network and not a shoutcast from grandma's basement. So keep that support coming in, but also keep your commentary and help them analyze the signal and what's going on and how they can upgrade their equipment and how they can get a better sound out of their hosts and out of you, by the way. So just open up. Tell us, you know, give it to us straight, folks. Let's see here. Let's see a few other good things that are happening right now. Here's the kind of stuff, you know, what it's interesting how the left works. They all work like a pack of hyenas. They all move together. They pounce on the same weak animal at the same time. They all use the same dirty tactics. There's no originality on the left. Well, the current thing they're trying to sell is this. Here, let me get this article here. This is amazing. You know, the orange man did everything bad. Everything bad. Bad breath. Bad breath. Halitosis. That's right. Donald Trump. Underarm odor. Ooh. Donald Trump. Crotch rot. Toe jam. Absolutely. It's all ingrown toenail. Nose hairs. That's Donald Trump that brought you all of those things. Let's see here. This guy, Steve Schmidt. Now, I don't even know who the hell this guy is. And I'm glad when I don't know the names of these pukes and these other networks, it's a good thing to not know who the hell these people are. Here, listen to them. Listen to their current line. This is over at MSNBC.
Joining our conversation, political strategist who managed to get under Donald Trump's skin bigly this week, Steve Schmidt, and former Democratic Congresswoman Donna Edwards. Donna, those numbers and the lead among women, if I were on a normal Republican campaign and there were a 20-point deficit for my candidate, I would...
Oh, this segment's too long. It's 9 minutes. I'll just give you the takeaway here. Let me close this out. Wednesday on MSNBC's Deadline, Steve Schmidt, John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign manager. There you go. See? There you go. The campaign manager for John McCain. That tells it all. He said Donald Trump's handling of has made America weaker. And he says, we have seen Donald Trump's belittlement of women. Really? Really, Steve? We have seen his misogyny. And I don't know if he said this wrong or if it's just the transcriber got it wrong. They're calling it misogamy. I like misogamy. That's hatred of marriage, actually. I don't know if there is such a word, but that's what it would be from the Latin roots. But we have seen his misogyny, his condescension. He's a credibly accused sexual assaulter. Really, Steve? In at least a dozen cases, probably more. See, now what they're doing here, what's going on? Joe Biden, of course, is accused by Tara Reid of sexual assault, rape. There are no accusations of rape or assault against Donald Trump. And it's interesting how they try to change Donald Trump. Here's what Donald Trump's accused of. He likes women. Oh, my God, Donald Trump likes women, and he's had a few dates, and a couple times he was married. Oh, my God. Oh, the horror of it. Can you imagine? We'll talk more about our horror. We'll share this horror on the other side of this break.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in
hey,
a line
we're back,
of work
folks.
That don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Well, I can tell you somebody that ain't got no diploma. That's Steve Schmidt. We were just talking about him. Let me just find him here. And he was he wasn't the official campaign manager, but he was in charge of the day-to-day operations of the 2008 John McCain campaign. And interestingly, last year, he quit the Republican Party, stating that Donald Trump is fully in charge of the Republican Party. I'm like, thank you, Steve. Thank you for saying that. And he said more. He said, departure from the Republican Party. When Donald Trump moved the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Schmidt said, Trump has blood on his hands. Well, this guy's a whack job. On June 19th, a month later, he would formally withdrew from the GOP over Trump's policy of separating immigrant families at the U.S. border. Well, that's not Trump's policy. That was Barack Obama's policy. But Trump continued it. And you have to separate the little children from the grown-ups. You can't keep them all together. It is impossible. That wouldn't be fair to the little children. The parents need to go to jail or get deported with the children. He said of Donald Trump, we have in America right now, at this hour, you have a lawless president, a corrupt president, a mean, cruel president who is seeking to remake America, to remake the world order. Well, he gets the magnitude of the situation. Yes, Donald Trump is seeking to remake the world order. Yes, he is. He said the Republican Party is fully the party of Trump. It is corrupt, indecent, and immoral. Now, what I want you to remember, this is the guy running the John McCain campaign only a few years earlier. So this is a measure of how far we've come, ladies and gentlemen. What an ascent we have made from the depth of John McCain to the heights of Donald Trump. And this guy is fully the party of Trump. Well, that's good news. Thank you, Steve Schmidt, for telling us what we were hoping to hear. And it's corrupt, it's indecent and immoral. So I guess that includes all of us. He says, with the exception of a few governors like Baker, Hogan, and Kasich, of course, is like just a piece of garbage. It is filled with feckless cowards who disgrace and dishonor the legacies of the party's greatest leaders. What is he talking about? The party's greatest leaders? Is he thinking of maybe Calvin Coolidge? I could give him a few quotes from Calvin Coolidge and a few laws that Calvin Coolidge signed into effect. Steve Schmidt might not like. Today, the GOP has become a danger to our democracy and our values. And he says, what is he today? He says, I am the independent voter who will be aligned with the only party left in America that stands for what is right and decent and remains fidelitous. Ooh, there's a good adjective, fidelitous. How about faithful? Fidelitous to our republic, objective truth, the rule of law, and our allies. Boy, this guy's mind is really a mush. What kind of a Shakespeare would never write something like that? Fidelitous to our republic, objective truth, the rule of law, and our allies. That party is the Democratic Party. So there you go. Oh, he's part of the Lincoln Project. He serves as an advisor to the Lincoln Project, a super PAC organized by current and former Republican operatives opposed to the re-election of Donald Trump in 2020. So these are the worst of the worst. I hope they give out their membership list so we can have at least a catalog of who the worst people in our country are. And there you have it. So that's the guy that put this out about Donald Trump. I like this. You know that Nancy Pelosi, her big thing, and Chuck Schumer, they want voting by mail for them. And they want vote by telephone for themselves, and they want voting by mail for voters. And I like what Breitbart calls it. Here's their article headline. Michigan Democrats want to replace in-person voting with cheat by mail. That's exactly what it is. Cheat by mail. You know, folks, our voting system hangs by such a slender thread. The fact that we, for the most part, have to show up at a polling place and that there's someone there who checks, you know, our ID, checks a signature, that there's some verification that we are a real person who's actually an American citizen, actually registered to vote. It's such a slender thread. Voter, cheating by mail, voting by mail, forms of electronic voting. I'll tell you, and the Democrats are working every single angle they possibly can to get as much cheating as they could. Dead people that are voting, people who have not been stricken from the voter rolls, who should have been. There are hundreds of thousands, millions of such people. And if you're a Democrat and you can figure out, okay, who are the, in this congressional district, let's take a, you know, congressional district, an imaginary district. If I can find a list of 20,000 people who should have been, who are on the voter rolls, should have been stricken and aren't going to be voting. If I have those 20,000 names, that's gold. That's gold. And I have the levers. Because I'm a demon rat, I have access to the levers of power. I have access to the records. I have access to all sorts of things, including things that are supposed to not be accessed. And I can database all of these things, cross-reference all of them, and I can spit that into my computer, and out the other end comes a list of people. If I can submit, let's say, absentee ballots for those 20,000 people and have them all vote for the puke that I'm supporting, like Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, then, you know, our democracy becomes completely corrupted. Our voting system becomes completely corrupted. Our republic, the voting system of our republic becomes completely corrupted. So we have that for which to be vigilant. And the, let us take a look here at the, oh, I'm going to switch over here to my caller board. And if you want to call in, 800-313-9443, I've got an open board right now. So call in and I will put you on the air directly. How do you like them apples? Today, Tucker Carlson had the Swedish ambassador to the United States on his show, and he was hoping for much more than what he got. She didn't seem to understand at all epidemiology. She didn't understand herd immunity. She didn't understand what was actually going on in her own country. So it was a disappointment to Tucker Carlson, you could tell. He was hoping that she, as a Swede, would understand how her country had just avoided a shutdown of their economy, had avoided a loss of their freedom, had acquired herd immunity, and had suffered fewer deaths from the flu epidemic. She didn't understand any of those things. Her mind was a mush. So that was an unfortunate segment for Tucker. He'll have to get somebody else from Sweden who understands those four things. I love this lady in Texas who owned a hair salon, who defied, or excuse me, she was not in Texas. Where was she? Wait a minute, she is in Texas. Let me find this story. She defied the order, opened her salon, and of course everybody that came was, you know, there, you know, as adults, you know, it was their own free will, their free choice to be there. I certainly would have gone there for a haircut if I didn't cut my own hair. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton called the jailing of a Dallas salon owner excessive and a shameful abuse. And that it is, folks. And I love her. She stood up to this judge, this clown wearing a black robe, an idiot on the bench, who sentenced her to 7 days in jail, and I think, was it a $7,000 fine? And salons were set to open, you know, a week later. And I loved her defense. And the judge said, if you'll just say you're sorry, you know, I'll let this go. And she said, no, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for wanting to feed my children. Wow. If she goes to jail, she'll have millions of us supporting her. And the $7,000 that he, whatever the fine was against her salon, I'll tell you what, patriots will send that in times 100. A district court judge, and this guy was an idiot, ordered her jailed for 7 days for reopening her salon. And who said this? The attorney general said, I find it outrageous and out of touch that during this national pandemic, a judge in a county that actually released hardened criminals for fear of contracting COVID-19 would jail a mother for operating her hair salon in an attempt to put food on her family's table. The attorney general said this. That's great. The trial judge did not need to lock up Shelley Luther. His order is a shameful abuse of judicial discretion, which seems like another political stunt in Dallas. He should release Mrs. Luther immediately. I love that. I love that. Just nail that judge. And the judge's name is Eric Moyer, M-O-Y-E, with an accent aigu, a French accent on the E. This guy, he's a black guy, but with a name Moyer, where does he come from? I don't think he's even an American black guy. Eric Moyer? Moyer? He ordered her jailed for 7 days, beginning on Tuesday evening, for contempt of court. Oh, and the contempt hearing was conducted on Zoom. I love that. So a lot of people may have seen it. I like this. The judge, to talk about gibberish, he said that she must see the error of her ways and understand that society cannot function where one's own belief in a concept of liberty permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials. Really? Hey, Judge Moyer. That's called freedom, jackass. The disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials and clowns like you. We got more than disdain, buddy. You owe an apology to the elected officials who you disrespected by flagrantly ignoring and in one case defiling their orders that apply to you. And then the Governor Abbott said, I joined the Attorney General in disagreeing with the excessive action by the Dallas judge. Well, I'd like to see if she actually is in jail. If any of you know the story there, let me know. Any of you Texans out there, did she go to jail? On Wednesday, Senator Ted Cruz said this, 7 days in jail for cutting hair? This is nuts. And government officials don't get to order citizens to apologize to them for daring to earn a living. I love it. And, you know, that's what we need, folks. We need people like that. What's her name again? We need people like that who will defy authority, defy these jackasses. Shelley Luther. If we need a million Shelley Luthers who say to all these jackasses, these pompous SOBs, go to hell. You and your stinking unconstitutional orders. Go to the library and get a copy of the Bill of Rights. Try to read it if you can read. That's exactly what we need. Let's see if we can actually play her voice. We might be able to. Let me see. maybe not. I just clicked on something that might include her voice. Let's see.
Saying that the society cannot function where one's own belief in a concept of liberty permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials. That you owe an apology to the elected officials whom you disrespected.
Disrespect. Disrespect. He's talking, by the way, he's got a mask over his face. What a laugh. The judge at the bench with a mask on his face. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, we're back, folks. Now, let's listen to Shelley Luther. This is what we need. We need a million Shelley Luthers. And Dan Bongino is backing her up. Donald Trump Jr. is backing her up. And here she is. Let's listen to her. Here's what she says to this Eric Moyer, a make-believe judge, with his mask on. Come on. Sitting on the bench in a courtroom, talking through a mask. What an idiot.
I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish, because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
And this idiot judge, I think he actually himself televises. He wanted to be on TV so badly. He's so self-important. I think he's running the Zoom because he's playing with a little camera in front of him, putting himself on with his mask on. What an idiot. I love what you just said. And look at everybody coming to help her, including Donald Trump Jr., Dan Bongino, and Greg Gutfeld, and so there you go. Ted Cruz. There you go. All righty. Let's go back to some Breitbart headlines here. And I'm looking at my calling board. Hey, let me just look here. Let me check it out here. If you want to call in, you got any observations about things that happened today that I've missed that were good? And a lot of good things happen every day, and I miss plenty of them. So don't be shy about calling in. I like this. Here's Rand Paul. He says, very good. And I like his beard, by the way. Rand Paul, a beard does him, does well for Rand Paul. Looks stronger. Wednesday, Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, discussed the possibility of a fourth stimulus relief package amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Instead of another stimulus package, Paul told Fox News, the only way to recover the U.S. economy, quote, is opening the economy and allowing people to get back to work, or else there will continue to be economic calamity. So true. Hey, we're running out of time, and we have run out of time, so we'll pick up tomorrow from where we left off tonight. Here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you tomorrow night. So long.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light people. Don't stop believing.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.